24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep
it locked. Keep it locked. Casting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. I want to take this opportunity to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each week, and hope you're taking the nuggets that me and my guests are dropping and running with it to live the best life you can. This week I will be spotlighting my mom, Annie Gertrude Ingram. She turned 100 on March the 5th, and we did a birthday celebration on March the 7th, and it was truly, truly an awesome experience. Over 200 people attended this event. So let me tell you a little bit about my mom. As again, her name is Annie Gertrude Everett Ingram. Was born on March the 5th, 1920, to Reverend and Mrs. J.B. Everett in Shannon, North Carolina. She was the eighth child and the fifth girl out of 12. She grew up in a happy home. At the age of 10, she suffered a big loss. Her mother, Grandma Emma, died that Christmas. She walked 10 miles each day to attend Laurenburg Institute. In 2018, she was inducted into the Laurenburg Institute Hall of Fame. In 1940, she moved to Washington, D.C. with her cousin Lawrence Everett. Her first job was working as a housekeeper for the son of Joyce Kimmer, famous author of the poem The Tree. In 1941, she worked at the Japanese Embassy as part of the kitchen staff, when on December 7, 1941, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. She, her cousin Lawrence, and another lady was held for 24 days in the embassy before being released. She returned to Laurenburg and soon married James Albert Ingram in 1946. She gave birth to four children: Frank, Carolyn, Vaughn, and Linda. In the early stage of her marriage, she was a stay-at-home mom. In the early 60s, she worked for the president of St. Andrew's College, where I graduated from, and his family, the Vaughns. When they moved away, she worked as a kitchen staff at Central School as a baker making the best dinner rolls. When she was still able to bake, she was known for her famous lemon pound cake. When she retired from Central School, 1984, she worked delivering the Laurenburg Exchange, that's our local newspaper, with my dad. She also worked as a care assistant to John Stewart's mother, and to show their appreciation, John and Sarah has been attending her birthday parties for many years, and we really appreciate them coming. Many years she worked at the voting polls. She also worked as a housekeeper for Jim Willis, who is now the mayor of Laurenburg. She started driving at age 57, and now at 100 years old, she still has her license. She still thinks it's okay for her to drive. Her favorite quote is, "I'm too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed, too equipped to be whipped." Her favorite TV show is The Haves and Haves Not by Tyler Perry, and she looks at every episode up until 12 midnight. My mother is also known for being a shop dresser. She was called the Hat Lady for all her amazing hats. She has a hat store in her house. Every room in the house has a closet full of hats. She has participated in many fashion shows, modeling her hats, and have won more than a few hat competitions. Every hat competition she attended, she won it. Nobody can touch my mom's hats, trust me. When she was still able, she would attend many funerals, and if she couldn't make the funeral, she would ask someone to bring her obituary. Or she would call the funeral home, because this is a small town, so everybody know every funeral director in the city, to send her obituary. Now, if it was a big funeral, my mom would take her own chair to the funeral to make sure she had a seat. I think she has the largest collection of obituaries in Laurinburg. In the 1990s, she took a road trip across country to California. We stopped in Ohio, spent the night with my cousin John Cleveland, went on to the Grand Canyon, Hearst's Castle, Las Vegas, Hoover Dam, L.A., San Francisco, and New Orleans. Those were the greatest trips we've ever experienced in our lives. Just driving through the mountains, your mind just was free. And we would drive 1 or 2 days, and then we would stop and get a hotel and move on to our next destination. She also visited places like New York City, where my brother and sister live. So my older brother, he would come down south every summer and take us to New York to spend the summer with him. She would also go to Washington, D.C. to stay with her sister, Maddie, and my uncle, Collis, which worked at NASA. She also lived in D.C. for a short period of time. She's been to Miami, Tampa, Clearwater, St. Pete, and I took her all the way to the Florida Keys, 90 miles from Cuba. She also went all the way to Hawaii to visit John's sister, Catherine. And while we were there, she got to visit Palm Harbor, where she met several World War II veterans that was there when they bombed Pearl Harbor. But I really couldn't get her to go on that ship, and I was really wanting to go on there with her, but she said no. So we didn't go on the ship into the harbor, but she got to see Pearl Harbor, which was one of her dreams. Now, my mom and Catherine, they grew very close after she sat with her mom until her demise. So Catherine would always call my mom and check on her. She unfortunately passed around Christmas time last year, and that was devastating because I was getting ready to pick up the phone to call her to come to my mom's birthday party, and that's when I found out she was deceased. My mom grew up in a Christian home. Her father, Papa, was a preacher, and she still lives as a Christian woman today. She was always available to lend a helping hand. Like I said, she would do the prayer meetings on Saturday morning for the neighborhood kids that mothers were in the street. She would bring them in, and we'd have prayer meeting with them on Saturday mornings, and she would feed them with that molasses and biscuits that she baked with the fatback meat. That's what we had for Saturday mornings down here in the South. She has always been in church. She has been a member of Bright Hopewell Baptist Church since 1936. And she is the oldest member there as we speak. Now, during that time when she was able to attend church, she was an usher, secretary of the women's missionary, a Sunday school teacher, secretary of Sunday school, and served as Sunday school superintendent. Yes, she has been a faithful servant, and the Lord has truly blessed her with long life and with lots of family around her. She has lived to see 4 generations of her descendants. BJ, which is my cousin, which is also a preacher, came over on March the 5th to spend the day with her for her birthday, asked her what was her next goal. She replied, I want to live to reach 120. That is what Moses lived to be, and that is her goal. And I truly believe she's going to reach it. Now, my mom will open her door to any stranger. We've brought plenty of people home with us that we didn't know, and she would just open her house and get up and cook breakfast for them, make sure they felt home. You talking about enjoying some Southern hospitality. If you come to my mom's house, you're definitely going to enjoy that. So she was so thrilled to see that many people attend her 100th birthday party. I advised her it was going to be somewhere between 250 to 300, and so we made that gold. During her birthday party on March the 7th, the mayor of Laurinburg, who she was the housekeeper for, gave her a proclamation and made March the 5th, 1920, Gertrude Ingram's Day here in Laurinburg, North Carolina. We also got a proclamation from the governor, Roy Cooper. He wasn't there, but he did send a proclamation wishing her the best on her 100th birthday. We also will be having an article printed in the Laurinburg Exchange, the same paper that she helped my dad deliver, come here in the following week. I mean, we had a celebration with singing and good food, and it was truly, truly an awesome event. We had people all the way from Germany, Ohio, Florida, D.C. It was truly, truly amazing. My mom could do nothing but cry. We had her favorite gospel singer there, James Pee Wee Clark, and several other of the local gospel groups around Laurinburg. And it was just such a thrill to see her just feel all the love that the people gave her. But more important, to live to see four generations of her descendants, which she raised about all of them. And she's still helping raise my great-grandchildren. So she has truly been a blessing to our family. Truly been a blessing to me, driving me up and down the road to Duke. So again, I want to do a shout out to my mom, Annie Gertrude Everett Ingram, turned 100 years old on March the 5th, 2020. Broadcasting from Vashani Radio, iHeart, Spotify, and iTunes, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Also want to let you know my book is out, Against All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. You can purchase that at lindamonroe.com. I will send you an autographed copy of the book along with a thank you gift. Until next week, be blessed. And again, I want to thank all my listeners for taking time out to listen to my broadcast each and every week. Live your best life.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.